Wake up.
I just keep moving.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
Hi, it's High FM. Now I'm on.
She's on.
Thanks for granting me my microphone.
Go for it.
That's Robin Banks. Hi. George Ryland.
Hello.
Robin.
Yes.
Would you...
Yes, George.
...like to be more or less like Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam?
Oh, I love him.
Right.
We're not going to play Pearl Jam. Can I just put that out there?
No, we're not.
Now?
But we are going to talk about what happened to him.
What happened to him?
You heard the story of him and Paul McCartney.
This is where Paul McCartney slapped him.
Accidentally punched him full on in the face while talking to him.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Yeah, you don't do that.
Oh no, the beginning bit doesn't make sense now. Let me try it again. I've gone about it all wrong. Oh no! No, I had it all in my head, it came out wrong.
Okay, let's start again.
Question for you.
Yes.
Have you ever accidentally punched someone full on in the face?
No.
How could that happen? Like, I only ever punched one man in the face, and I meant to. That was here.
Hey, George, did you read that story about Eddie Vedder and Paul McCartney?
This is exactly it.
Good morning.
Good morning. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Robin Banks.
This is Robin Banks here and George Ryland.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, what?
Well, I just want to be honest with you. And I'm a little bit worried about my gut.
Oh, right. Sorry. I thought this was... Okay.
Well, this is. This is sad news.
No, yeah, but it's your sad news, so...
Yeah.
I feel so much better. Thank you.
Ah, thanks, buddy.
Carry on.
Thanks, mate. And I went to see Ehab, the CEO of this company, and I hadn't seen him for a couple of weeks. And I walked in the door, and the first thing he did, he was just staring at my gut. He was just staring. He went, "Oh, mate. Oh, look at you. Look, what?" I was like, "Please, don't. Stop."
That's a bit harsh.
It was really harsh. And Olivia outside, his PA, she, as I was sitting there waiting for Ehab, she said to me, "Are you in training to be Santa Claus then?"
Oh, if I'd have had that, I would have just sat there and cried.
I know.
But you're a man, so you have to be like, ha, 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 it's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be so angry.
I'm
literally never going to see our child again ever.
I read this last night, okay? And this sounds like a dream. A new study found that having the laziest possible weekend is the key, George, to losing weight.
I don't think it is.
Researchers found that people who spent the weekend catching up on sleep had lower BMIs than people who woke up at their normal time and actually did stuff at the weekend.
Now, catching up on sleep, yes, because sleep's important for losing weight and staying healthy. However, the actual reality is for lazy weekends is you spend the whole time on the sofa eating, is not going to help you.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's go! Let me just recap for anyone who's just tuned in now. This is AJ, and AJ is married to... I mean, would you like to give her name?
Let's give it a
ticket. Right. We met her last night, and the first thing she said was, "Hello, Ryan. Big fan of the show."
My co-host Ryan, everyone.
No, I think she got really nervous. That's what I think, AJ.
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was. I'm pretty sure. Because I did, like, four shows. I told her, "You have to."
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Because I was busy with another star from work. So it was like, "You have to do it for me." But I think she talked about me, did she?
Yeah, of course she talked about you. She went on non-stop about you. She said that you said that we made some kind of mistake yesterday and we mixed you guys up, which we didn't.
We didn't.
No. So I was going to come over and have a word with you.
Okay.
Sure, Ryan.
But,
you were.
Yeah. Thank you. Listen, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And that place, Muscat Bay, when we went into your experience centre, because I was going, "Well, what's the experience?" And then I saw the view. Oh, wow. That is just a colossal view.
That's really nice. Cool. I love your show. She does love your show. When you guys played Bruno Mars, she will change the channel without me noticing.
Just like George.
Oh,
the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is High FM. This is Banks, Ryland.
Hi.
We're your breakfast show. This is going to make you want to chug more prune juice.
More prune juice? You say that like I can up my prune juice
intake.
Dude,
you need it after this. I don't suppose you've seen this picture of the 22-year-old guy who needed surgery recently.
I don't suppose I want to.
No, you don't, which is why I'm not going to show you this picture, where doctors removed 76.2 centimetres of his large intestines.
No, I've seen that. It's horrendous.
You
it's
have
like
seen
a horror
it.
Film.
Yes, it is. They were packed solid. It had built up over his entire life. Now, I was dumb enough to actually look at the pictures of what they removed.
I bet you also got your fingers on the screen and enlarged it.
I did. Yeah, yeah. It looks like a slimy pink animal without a face. And if you do look at this picture, it will haunt your dreams forever.
It is a horror movie where the thing's got in you.
The monster's
in you and then it comes out.
It is horrible. To put it into perspective, that is enough to fuel an entire night of President Trump's tweets.
And that's saying something.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Hello, good morning, Robin.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, George.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you? Fine.
Yeah, we're okay. A bit hot.
How's everything?
Don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you?
It's been a while. I'm fine. It's been a while.
Been a while. Who is this?
You don't recognize the voices, really, Robin.
Hang on. Is this, this isn't Alien Man, is it?
Yes, it's
Is it Alien Man?
Yeah, it's been a while, really, since we spoke together.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of cover-ups to be done. Yeah. So you're busy. You're busy,
exactly.
Man.
This is the guy that works for the government, he is Secret Alien Man.
Alien Division.
Who doesn't give us his name.
And he brings his presents, which were so good.
Thank you. I do think every time he calls, he sounds a little bit different.
Yeah. Of course he would.
Yeah.
So we don't know if it's one of us or one of them.
Aliens, should be different every time.
See?
Right.
Yeah, I bet he shouldn't have said that.
But he can make us unknow it, so it's fine.
Yeah, oh, God.
Well, as I heard that you have been busy this Ramadan, going into a star every place, every day.
Yeah.
Gaining some weight, you know.
Secret Alien Man. All right. Less of it.
George, be careful because of your weight, okay?
Oh.
Yeah. I have been. Oh. I've been really quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah, after all, you know, you're a woman, so after all, you should take care of that. But it's okay for him. He's a sporty man, you know.
It's Secret Alien Man's my hero.
I woke up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is High FM. Banks here. Ryland's over there.
Good morning.
We're going to have a review of our podcast soon. But first, I've got some audio. And traditionally, it's one of the first lady's responsibilities in America to give tours of the White House. Did you know that?
So she's a tour guide.
So basically, Melania is a tour guide. And
it's not like MTV Cribs. Welcome to the Cribs.
That's basically it, yeah. Now she's moved in. It's her turn. I've got some audio. Right here.
Amazing.
Welcome to the White House. It is my pleasure to give you this special tour. Oh, I love this room and this mirror right here. It has special effect for my husband. When he look in mirror, it makes his hands appear larger than they really are. Let's continue walking.
You like that?
I do.
Robin Banks.
There's an issue that we need to deal with, George.
Yeah, what's happened? This sounds serious.
This is Jishnu the engineer.
Okay.
Now, if you just tuned in, if you don't listen very often, Jish comes in and we love him. He's brilliant. He gets on the podcast loads. And
according to him, he's saved the podcast ratings.
Yes. It's at number one because of Jishnu. And I spoke to Jish yesterday. He's not been on the show for a couple of weeks. He says working in the evenings.
Yeah, taking the late shift.
Yeah, but he told me that he didn't want to come back on the air for some reason.
What?
Yeah. He didn't want to come back on the air.
He loves being on the show.
He loves, I know, that's what I thought.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, I know.
Hello?
Jish, it's Robin and George.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Hello.
Listen, I'm just explaining to George that you don't want to come back in the studio and you don't want to come back on the show.
No, I'm taking a break.
See, this is what he said to me.
Actually, I'm in the studio right now.
Oh, well, I, I know that you're in.
Okay.
But I didn't want you to come into the studio because I thought maybe you had issues with George, because I know.
No. Oh, I don't.
Why? You see, I don't know.
Well, this leads me to believe you've done something, Robin. What's up, Jish? Why are you taking a break?
I mean, actually, I'm doing an afternoon shift, so I'll not be in the morning shift.
Yeah, but you're in now.
Obviously, yeah, I'm in now for today.
Yeah.
After that, you know, I'm going to change the shift, so...
Are you going to come back to us in the morning?
After 1 month.
A month?
Yeah, maybe after, yeah.
Has somebody said to you, you know, that they don't like you on the radio?
No one.
Are you sure? Because, you know, yeah, dealing with stardom of a top-rated breakfast show like myself and George do on a daily basis, we kind of know what it's like.
Very intense.
Very intimidating sometimes if you can't deal with it.
No. Someone told me.
It's not that, no.
No.
Okay, so have we done anything wrong?
What did Robin do?
What did George do?
You guys are doing awesome. You guys are doing awesome.
We are, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah, he is right.
Yeah.
Okay, so after a month, you'll be back on.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you're not just saying that, are you?
This is like when you ask somebody if they want to meet up and they're like, yeah, never.
It is, isn't it? It is. And he's got to work with us because he's the engineer. Do you want to come in and say hello? You know, so it's not just on the phone.
Just old time's sake.
Yeah, just for one last time before you take your break.
Yeah, I'll come.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, great. Yeah. All right. I'll see you in a bit.
Okay.
Just going to play a song and then we'll hear you live here in that microphone there.
Miss you.
See you in a bit. Miss you.
Sorry about Robin.
Sorry about George.
Okay.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, kids. It's a
brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
High FM's Robin Banks.
Hi.
Of George Ryland.
Yes, you are.
Just been away for the weekend.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, a bit delayed on the flight last night coming home.
Last night?
They were actually going to cancel it, but they didn't.
Okay.
So, there was a lengthy delay, he said. It turned out to be sort of an hour and a half, 2 hours.
That's nice. That's all right.
I was quite tired by this point.
You can live with that, though.
Yeah. So, I was with my two friends, Paul and Jerome.
All right, Paul.
Very tired.
All right, Jerome.
Hi. We all got the plane.
Yeah.
I was sitting by the window.
Okay.
Trying to sleep. You know, trying to wedge your head in somewhere. Wasn't working. So, I woke up and it was all... We'd been a bit flustered because trying to get back. And,
yeah. You're a bit worried.
Yeah.
You're a little bit worried.
So, at this point, just relaxing, very tired.
Yeah.
And this arm comes through the seats.
No.
From in front of us.
Yeah.
And, oh, I'm not proud of this. It was a low moment. It was the arm of a child.
Oh, no.
But I freaked out.
Okay.
Because it was all getting a bit much by this point, and I just wanted to go to bed.
Right.
And I'd been reading my book because I couldn't sleep.
Okay.
And this arm came out.
God, what did you do?
Swatted it away. And I turned around and Paul was just staring at me like, you monster.
That is horrible.
I know. Yeah, the arm did like quickly get retracted. I felt really bad about that.
Was the child with the parents?
Yeah.
Great.
Sorry. In the morning we gonna do
it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning.
Hi FM, Oman.
See, I told you there's something wrong.
I believe you.
He's not here.
This isn't right. He usually comes straight in.
He said he'd come in.
What have you done?
I've not done anything.
Because I know I haven't done anything.
Yeah.
We need to find out what's happened.
Do you want to go and see, or shall I call him again?
Let's just call him again.
All right, I'll call him again.
Ah.
Oh, is he here?
Yeah! What's going on?
So listen, let me just recap. Somebody's just tuned in now and didn't hear the phone conversation we had. I called Jish about 4 minutes ago because Jish said to me that he didn't want to come back on the radio again. And that's what you...
Again,
that's what you said to me. And I went into the engineering room and I shut the door and I said, look, you know, you're a star. You're brilliant. Has anyone said anything? And he says, no.
This has been a dramatic shift in attitude.
No, I was doing morning shift for a while. You know,
no, I know.
More than 9 months when you were here.
Yeah. It's great. And you come in, we have a laugh.
So we are changing the shift, you know.
So is it to do with the shift patterns? Why? Look at his eyes.
There's something going on. Why are you telling us?
Yeah.
No, nothing.
Is it us?
Nothing.
Is it us?
No.
You can tell us if it is. Have we done anything?
For what? No.
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 Are you sure?
Yeah, sure. 100%
okay. Sure. Because I would hate to think that I'd done anything.
No, you guys are doing awesome here.
Okay. Has somebody said something to you?
Something's up here.
Yeah, something is up. Yeah. It's just not right.
Someone said something.
Yeah.
No, nothing.
You're right, but say hypothetically, if someone had said something, would that someone be part of the radio station, or would they be outside of the radio station?
Yeah.
No one said anything.
No, no, no.
Okay. Nothing. Somebody said something. What I'll do is I'll take them outside.
Exactly.
Leave it alone.
His arse.
It's because of shift patterns.
Yes.
In the engineering department.
I told you I'll come after 1 month.
So, yeah, but you only told me that today. Last week you said you weren't going to come back.
No, last week also I told you I'm going to take a break after that. Definitely I'll come
back. Okay. Yeah. So maybe we just got our wires crossed. Hey, wires crossed. Engineering gag. Thank you. You're going to be off for a month.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to miss you.
It's a long time.
That is a long time.
Because you've already been away for ages.
Yeah, you've been away for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, only for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So that's another month on top of that. That's 6 weeks. That's too long.
You guys really miss me?
Yeah, really,
yeah,
really.
But
seriously.
I don't feel like you've missed us at this point.
Yeah, I feel like you think this is just a joke.
Yeah.
It's not.
This is our lives.
Yeah.
We've been burned.
In the morning, we go to it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning,
hi, FM, Oman.
Would you rather sit next to a crying baby when you fly or somebody that smells?
How long's the flight?
The flight is 9 hours.
9 hours?
Yeah, you're going back to the
UK. I'm going to go with the smelly person.
You're going to go with the smelly person.
And try and sleep.
Right. According to this, 63% of people would rather go with the baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
63% of people asked the baby. Here are some other results as well. Half of us will be willing to put up with somebody who wouldn't stop talking if it got us more leg room.
How about someone that strokes your hand? Because I had that recently.
Have you had somebody that strokes your hand?
Yeah, and the
what
British
happened?
Came out in me and it was like...
What did you do?
Well, yeah, what did you do? I froze and just looked at the hand that I was holding out. I don't know how this happened. And I just waited until it was over because I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to be rude.
Did this person know that they were stroking your hand?
He did, yes.
And still did it?
Stroke it like that on the palm. So I just froze. Like that.
Mate.
Oh!
Good morning.
Good morning.
The worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us. Because we don't have any.
You're bored there, waiting for your turn.
Boring.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hello.
And Boring Merriz is on the phone.
Boring.
He is. He's got a new feature, and his feature is reviewing the podcast because he loves it, doesn't he? Loves it so much. Loves it.
Come on.
What?
It's like, what? You're trying to bribe me now live on the radio so that I can say nice things about the podcast.
No, right? Listen, we all appreciate your views, and I know there are people now who are thinking about downloading the podcast and listening to it and hearing us whittle on about it that just need to be pushed.
But you guys need to understand.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys got it right. You keep saying it's the worst bit, but it's getting really boring.
Okay.
I mean, I started
great.
Listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really boring. Like, talking about George finding gold.
Gold! Always believe in your soul. You've got the power to know you're indestructible. Yeah.
Carry on.
That's so boring. But just
that's like, great, please. Mate. That is a great bit.
Yeah.
That is.
George found gold somewhere.
Gold! Always believe in your soul. You've got the power to know you're indestructible. Carry on.
Yeah. So we've got... No, I'm not going to say gold again.
Gold! Always believe in your soul.
I got it wrong.
Oh, no!
You got the power to know you're indestructible.
Come on, Boring Merriz, would you?
Yeah, that's boring. Anyway. I mean, there's an unhygienic comment the whole story is that Robin sneezed over a table. I mean,
No, dude, I didn't sneeze over the table.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You did.
You weren't there. I did not sneeze over that table.
Well, you need to know that since I was accused of stalking you guys, maybe I was there.
It was his table.
Every other end, huh?
Yeah, yes. That was a good bit. Yeah. I like that bit.
Yeah, and then the Robin Twitter poll. I mean, putting the slowest
the Twitter poll.
Animals in.
Yeah, that was great. That was a brilliant poll. That was really good.
I don't know if we'd say that.
It made the podcast, didn't it?
I mean, you keep saying it's amazing, it's great. It's your own
podcast. I was trying it out. I haven't done it since. I was trying it out. It was good. Yeah. I quite liked the way that it worked.
Unicorn racing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Telegram ad.
It's really good. It's really good.
How amazing am I out doing my job? That's fine. But it's boring. Nobody wants to listen to that. Really? Anyway, but at the end of it, I mean, the full podcast was great, except that you guys had to...
You guys were in it.
Yeah, you guys were in it, that's one.
Great.
And two, we had to deal with Britney's a raw version of one of her whatever songs. I mean, come on. That's the most...
What are you talking about, Boring Mirrors?
Britney without autotune.
Oh, wow, that's really good, actually. That's a nice bit that we thought we'd throw in because, you know, you can learn something from that. That's why.
Right, yeah, but you can't ask me to review something and you keep interrupting me.
I never asked you.
Oh, yeah, true.
Got you on the technicality there.
See you later, Boring Maris.
Thank
Boring.
You.
Boring.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. On High FM.
What have you found?
Madonna has a new fella.
That's it. That's the bit.
Trying to guess how old he is.
Is he in his 30s? So how old's Madonna now? She's what?
58.
She's 58. She's nearly 60 years old.
You were right, though. He is in his 30s.
Is he? Yeah.
Just by a year. He's very hot.
You're only young once. And if you don't believe me, just check out Madonna's Instagram.
Robin Banks.
Warning, connection between brain and mouth has been terminated.
I've just remembered something from last night.
Okay.
Do you remember I was saying to you I was up a bit late watching Netflix?
Yeah.
11:15 I switched it on.
Crazy.
I know, I'm a rebel. Then my phone went, because I always put it on loud just so I go to sleep, so that in case you phone me in the morning because I haven't turned up for work,
oh, bless
I'll
you.
Hear it. Usually that's fine. And straight after that. Oh.
Wound. Who's
a friend
calling
of mine,
you?
She was messaging.
11 o'clock. Oh, no, of course, there's 3 hours
it's about
time
11
difference.
O'clock by then.
Okay.
But they know.
I know,
surely,
they do know
I've been
stuff
here for
like
over
that.
A year.
That's just...
Oh, you still up? I need to ask you a question.
Oh.
One of my best friends. Okay. So only just. What's up?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. You can text it. So, she went, oh, you weren't joking. No, I do a breakfast show. It's
were you putting
11.
Were you putting a bit on anyway? Because I always do.
Yeah, of course.
I'm really tired.
You have to make a point. I'm just about to sleep.
I get up at 4.
Do you know what the question was?
What?
Do you want to come in for Ellie's mum's birthday present for a spa voucher?
Well, you got to know.
Couldn't have waited, no?
You got to know.
You got to get the worst of the High FM morning show. Turn it up. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
Do I need sad music? Do I need, like, romance music?
Sad music.
Sad music, okay. So sad music. There we go. Sad music.
So this email's just come in to both of us.
Yeah.
And the subject is Uncle Nuno on annual leave.
No!
Uncle Nuno's leaving
no!
us!
No! It doesn't really affect me, but it affects you. It's,
family.
It's your Uncle Nuno.
So it's a dear George, dear Robin. Hope you both had a wonderful weekend. Just to let you know, Uncle Nuno will be on annual leave and will be back in the office on 9th of July. He's so cute.
He's brilliant. That's Uncle Nuno from Park Inn. And ever since we've named him Uncle Nuno, everybody keeps going in. Saying, right, Uncle Nuno.
He gets called Uncle Nuno in his meetings now by other business
How great is that? Yeah.
And he just wants to remind us as well that the rooftop, the Sandwich Plaza, is open the whole summer period.
Not see that.
With an AC option.
He's brilliant, isn't he?
I love him.
He knows it. He knows how to play it.
1, 2, 3, ha!
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. I could be the one to wake up with
Higher Fun.
George is buying a Jeep Wrangler.
It's red.
What else? Is it auto transmission?
I don't know what that means, but it's red.
Brilliant.
This is why I have a Jeep guru that accompanies me on my trip.
All right. What engine size is your Jeep Wrangler?
It's red.
And how old?
Red.
I thought it was a Renegade you were buying.
No, it's a Wrangler. You've done to me what you always do to me.
Well, I'm just concerned. I want you to be all right in it. But it's a big one. It's a four-door.
Yeah.
And it's really big. I don't mean to be patronising, but are you going to be all right driving that?
I've driven bigger than that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not in this country.
No.
And not in the malls where you've got to park and everybody parks crazy.
No, but I actually think some of the malls in the UK are harder to navigate than this. You know, the ones where you go round, down and out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I used to drive a Mitsubishi long wheelbase. That was huge.
And you're all right with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now you've got me worried because I was thinking about a two-door and everyone's like, no, get the four-door.
Get the four-door, yeah.
All the camping stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's kind right. of the half the point of having this yeah. car. But now I'm like, well, where am I going to fit it? I don't know.
Well, you come in the morning.
Super early.
There's so no one here.
My space.
Yeah, but then it's getting out. And you know the way they all park, all crazy?
They.
People.
Everyone else but you. Yeah, well, who parks immaculately.
It's true.
You with your tiny little car.
It will be tiny after this. Don't park it anywhere near me. And then don't leave at the same time as me.
Caught up in your show. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up. This is High FM.
That's High FM.
Yes, it is.
Robin Banks.
Hi.
I'm George Ryland.
Yes, you are.
Yes, it was Father's Day in the UK.
Oh, it was, yeah.
So I spoke to my dad briefly.
Yeah.
But he was busy with other stuff, so we didn't speak for that long. So he sent me an email. Whatever.
Sorry.
He's got other kids.
You keep telling yourself that.
Yeah. We're going with that. So he sent me an email later on to thank me for the gift and the card. And he starts it off. So they call me G, my family. Hi, G.
G.
Just as listening to the machine gun as I type this. Found gold.
Oh, no. No, it hasn't, has it? Gold, always believe in your soul. You've got the power to know you're indestructible. And?
That was it.
Oh, good.
Cheers, Dad.
Good story. get up
and dance. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM. Oman.
It's High FM. It's Robin Banks.
Hello.
I'm George Ryland.
How ya?
Do you want to know about faking signatures or... We've got more on Bob Dylan.
Definitely faking signatures.
You're just over Bob Dylan, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, completely.
This has just come out. 85% of people fake someone else's signature at least twice a year.
I could never do that.
That seems a lot.
That's it. That does.
I don't do that. My family are quite big on that.
What? Your family are big on that?
Just within the family.
Really?
My mum can do everyone's.
Debbie, my wife, has even said to me, oh, just sign it from me. I'm going, but I can't do it.
Debbie, the crayon. In school, you know you had to have your homework diary signed?
Yeah.
What my mum did, I love her.
Yeah.
She just did a massive version of her signature so that I could do it every week.
No, you're kidding me.
How cool is that? Please ignore this jingle.
Come on. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up.
High FM.
Turn it up.
Hi, Robin. Am I speaking with Robin?
You're speaking with Robin and George.
Good morning.
Who's there as well?
Hi, George. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Myra.
Myra.
Yes.
Hello, Myra.
How are you doing?
Well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, we're okay. Now, there seems to be a bit of a delay on the line.
Is there? It's fine on my end.
Okay. Whereabouts are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mumbai.
From Mumbai? Okay,
yeah.
So that's why there's a delay, but it's fine your end. There's just like a split second delay.
That's impressive though, it's not much of a delay.
Can you pick that up? I can pick that up. Myra, why are you calling from Mumbai? What can we do for you this morning?
This morning, I'm just calling to essentially let everyone in Muscat know that I'm competing in the Miss India pageant. I grew up in Muscat. I went to the British school. And
Hang on. Myra, you're taking part in Miss India.
Yes.
So you've won loads of stages to get to this point, yeah?
I have. I won Miss Delhi.
Oh, hello. Myra, where can I see a picture of you? Not that I'm... Look, I just want to know who I'm speaking to.
Pretty lady, that's pretty like lady. That. We need to have a look.
So, Myra...
You can go to my Facebook page. Okay. I think that'll be best. It's spelled M-A-I-R-A.
M-A-I-R-A.
And then Chaudhry.
I think I'm there. Miss India contestants.
Let's see.
Are you a singer?
I am, yeah.
Oh, she's a singer as well. Look at you.
She's very pretty, Robin.
Oh, hello, Myra. I mean, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness, your interests.
What's her interest?
Development, economics, law, singing, modelling, musical theatre.
Oh, I'm out.
University of Oxford.
Oh, I'm so out. Ooh. I am so out.
You are. You're well out.
I'm so out. We'd have a nice conversation, Myra. We really would.
You probably wouldn't. And
it would last for about 15 seconds.
And you'd feel really
it.
Silly. Yeah. Stupid.
Okay, bye then. Shall I call you again?
And then you'd walk into the door on the way out. You didn't realise it was a glass door.
All right, Myra, why are you calling us? What can we do for you?
I'm essentially calling just to let everybody know what I'm doing.
Okay.
And a request for some support.
A support?
Essentially, I'm representing Delhi at the Miss India pageant this year.
Wow.
And there are a lot of multimedia contests going on. So some support via Instagram would be excellent.
I know. All right, what's your Instagram? I'm on radio. Who's that in the background?
My Instagram handle is... sorry, you know, they're actually asking me to come back because we have a couple of shoots going on.
Oh, of course they are.
Camera's ready.
Yeah, we're ready for you, Myra. Who are you on the phone to?
Right, give us your Instagram then.
Quickly, and then go on. What's your Instagram?
Sure, so my Instagram is myra.chaudhry. It's myra.chaudhry.
And you need followers, yeah? Is that what it is?
I need followers. Yeah. I also need votes. There's a Geo Miss Popular contest. I have a travel video, and you can vote once a day, every day.
Vote
so
once a day, look at you.
If you could follow the link on my bio for the Geo Miss Popular contest and vote, that would be excellent.
All right.
So the support from everybody in Muscat would mean a lot. And thank you so much, everybody who has been supporting me currently. I've been really heartened by all
You've
of the
heartened.
Messages I've been
yeah.
receiving.
I'll vote for you. I'll vote for you every day. That's what I'll do. All right, Myra, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Quick bit of support,
Great.
She goes.
Yes,
go, Myra.
Go, Myra.
Go, Myra.
Go, Myra.
Go, Myra.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
High FM.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks. And you know, through the medium of this radio station, High FM. Oh, by the way, it's George Ryland.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm here as well. I got up as well.
Through the medium of this fine radio station, High FM, we bring you news.
Stuff and things.
Yeah, and sometimes it's a bit different.
Sometimes it's a bit dull.
Sometimes it is. This is quite dull, but I thought that I would bring it to you.
Bring it to the table.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
When we were children, we assumed, I guess, that by 2017, we'd be taking holidays to other planets.
I was just going with hoverboards, but sure.
Obviously, that hasn't come true, but let's pretend it did.
Okay.
People were asked what planet in the solar system they'd most want to visit on holiday. And the top three were?
I mean, how do you decide this between attractions, hotels, resorts?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Mars at 21%. That was the top one. Saturn, 18%. Neptune at 11%.
I'm going to go ahead and say these are just the ones people could think of.
A very cowardly 9% chose Earth. And the least popular planet to visit?
The Sun. Is the Sun a planet? Move quickly on.
Uranus.
There we go.
At 5%.
That was dull.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
I told you at the top.
You did.
Robin Banks. Wake up
in the morning. This is High FM. It's Robin Banks. George. Oh, sorry about that. It's my nose. Just hit
the microphone.
I did, more or less, yeah.
Did you not see it? It's not big enough.
Ryland's over there.
Yes.
I grew up with dogs. Now, I've had dogs all my life.
Always German Shepherds?
No. Great Danes. My mum had Great Danes. What? But I've never really had my own dog until about 11 years ago. And I thought, I want to get a dog.
Okay.
And I got a German Shepherd. And I got Syndrome. He was my first German Shepherd. And I never knew before why people would say, oh, my dog's my best friend. I love my dog. We do everything together. I just wanted to get a dog.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, when I got him, I really bonded with him. He had his own little personality. Everyone loved him. And he became my best friend. And I used to come home and I used to talk to him all the time.
All right.
Then he died.
Sad.
He was 7.5. He had a problem with his heart. And I stopped talking to him, which makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Or does it? Maybe I just stopped talking to myself because there wasn't a dog in the room.
No, he's talking to the dog. Don't accept that at all.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Get up.
This is High FM, Oman. Wake up in the morning.
George, I'd like your take on this, please.
Sure.
I have a 5-year-old, as you know.
You may have mentioned it.
Yeah, and her name's Annie.
And she's just finished school, I believe.
Just finished school, yeah. And she's been good. She's got a good rapport and she's been a really good girl.
I hope you got her a summer job. She's got to learn.
So for her sort of leaving present of leaving school.
Graduation gift.
Graduation gift. And because she's been a good girl, she's getting pink hair.
She's getting dipped, isn't she?
Yeah. Now, I've just got a video from my wife here. They're at the hairdressers right now.
Oh, so they're with my other Bezzy in the hairdresser.
It was Chrissy, right? Buzz cut.
Yeah.
So can you see that?
Yes.
I haven't seen this. Oh. I'm just going to press play on that.
So what do you say to Daddy?
I have pink hair.
Touch.
What are those things called?
Or are you
going
to stay with the glitter in your hair like tin foil?
Foils.
Look at Mama.
Foils, just foils.
Yeah. So she's got foils in the end of her long hair.
So she's having pink at the bottom. Now,
what do you say to Daddy?
Is that good parenting or what?
I have pink hair.
That's really cute.
Yeah, but I don't know. Is that right?
Yeah, that's fine. It's summer holidays.
That's
whatever's
fine, yeah.
left by the end of the holidays, you can just chop off.
Yeah, but she's five.
Yeah.
What? How are other parents going to see me with my little girl?
It's not
girl
like she's going for job interviews, is it? It's or just... is it?
I woke up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.